Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by BetterHelp.com and LittleShaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about the fact that pathologically narcissistic people are involved in a zero-sum game. This is something that most people dealing with narcissists deal with, so I thought we could talk about it on the show today. A zero-sum game is one in which each loss or gain is directly proportionate to another loss or gain. In business, for example, if a company has a gain in one area but an equal loss in another area, the result is that there is no real change. They haven't actually lost or gained anything. In gaming, zero-sum game refers to a situation where one player can only win by causing the other player to lose. In human relationship terms, we could think of it like people playing a board game. If you move forward two spaces, they move backward two spaces. If they move forward one space, you move back one space. Every single move is countered or mirrored by an equal but opposite move by the other person. A win on your part is a loss on their part, and vice versa. In this way, you never get closer to each other, and the game never really goes anywhere. It's like a game of chess where all that's left is two kings. They simply chase each other around the board one space at a time, getting nowhere, and the game never ends. In a partnership of any kind, this mentality creates an automatically adversarial relationship because the other person's advancement can only come at the cost of your retreat or retrogression. Their success can only come at the cost of your failure. They can only win if you lose. They can only be right if you're wrong. This is also true in the reversal, even if you don't feel that way. A success on your part feels like a failure on the part of a narcissist, even if it really has nothing to do with them at all. And often, they will accuse you of feeling that way as well, or of somehow causing the perceived failure on their part. It's not uncommon to hear things like, "Well, of course you got a promotion. I could have gotten one too, but I have to pick up all your slack around here." Or, "Oh, it's wonderful someone wants to publish your book. I wish I could sit around and write books all day, but I have to actually work." You may be accused of bragging, rubbing it in their face, or of trying to make them feel bad as well. This is because the fact that you had a success at all and mentioned it is threatening to a narcissistic person. It shames them. Your success shines a bright light on the fact that they did not have one, and they automatically assume that this is more important to them and to you. Your motive for talking about it, therefore, is obviously to make them feel bad because they are the only reason that anyone ever does anything. It's also not uncommon for them to come up with or even invent a competing success that they can use to try to, quote, measure up to the success of other people. This kind of thing is often very hurtful, but it's important to remember that this is not about you. They are not trying to take the spotlight off of you, per se, because nothing is ever really about other people with narcissists. They're trying to take the spotlight off their own shame. This kind of person is so fragile that they are literally unable to be happy for you or even be neutral about it because they feel that your success reflects badly on them. The fact that someone had a success and it wasn't them makes them feel like a failure. That can cause them to react defensively, often by lashing out at you in some way or by demeaning your accomplishment. Their feelings here are irrational and unfair, and so is their behavior, but there's nothing you can do about that, so don't worry about trying to change it. Simply being a person who did a thing is not wrong. It's not your responsibility to make someone feel better about their irrational reaction to something that has nothing to do with them or to downplay your accomplishments because someone else is jealous of them or feels bad, and that doesn't work anyway. You can't change the way a person feels about themselves, whether they're a narcissist or not. Conversely, narcissists often feel that their successes have come at the cost of your failure, and they may try to goad you into feeling jealous or angry about their accomplishments. They may accuse you of being jealous or angry, even though you're not. They need to believe that because, once again, it's a zero-sum game. If no one failed, if no one is jealous or angry, did they really succeed? More importantly, does it really matter that they succeeded if no one has failed in comparison, if no one's mad or jealous? It's understandable to get angry or to feel hurt in this situation, but remember, this is not about the kind of person they think you are. Regardless of what they say, it doesn't matter. This is about the kind of person they are. They would be jealous and angry if someone else had a success and they didn't, so they assume that you are too. Their success or their failure is the only thing they're thinking about, so they assume it's the same for you because they're not really able to understand that you have your own life with your own problems and dreams and desires and motivations that don't include them or anything they're doing. You cannot convince them that this is not true, so don't bother. You know the truth, and that is what truly matters. A zero-sum game played out in a relationship is the ultimate waste of time. It automatically forces you into position as a competitor of your partner, parent, coworker, or friend. Relationships like this do not work, but narcissists can only experience the reality of themselves through the reality of other people. Therefore, it can never be any different. You have no choice but to play a zero-sum game if you're in a relationship of any kind with any narcissist because this is the only kind of game they know. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online over the phone, via text, via messenger, via email, and through Skype. So if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the book and appointment tab to do that. I teach workshops, seminars, and clinics a few times a year. So if you're interested in seeing what we're offering this month, you can visit littleshaman.org to do that as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by betterhelp.com and littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.